Van Morrison. Here on 95.1 The One. Joining us now at our studios from the city of Dundas, it's City Administrator Janelle Teppin. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are things in Dundas?
Great.
Good. That's it for the interview today.
All right. See you next time.
Quiet meeting last night. Did have a council meeting last night, and we'll start off, I guess, by talking about the city administrator, which is kind of an awkward position, but they talked about that last night. Performance review, compensation review, and such. What can you tell us about that?
So the city council conducted my performance review at the council meeting 2 weeks ago, and mm-hmm. we follow this pattern every year. You know, they have my performance review, and then at the next council meeting, they consider a compensation adjustment based on the results of that review. And as I indicated to you at the last time we spoke, you know, they were pleased with my performance. I met all their expectations. And so they, you know, we have a compensation plan. You may remember me talking about how we did a little adjustment to that compensation plan in 2022 based on the market and some of the things that we were seeing out there in terms of other positions, just to make sure that we stay, you know, compensating our mm-hmm. employees well enough so they stay with us and not go somewhere else for higher wages. So with that adjusted compensation plan, they reviewed that and determined a placement on that schedule where I will be for the next year.
All right. And you're here today, so you didn't leave. Evidently, it's good enough to keep you around for at least one day.
No, I did not leave.
No, are you the only employee within the city that the council reviews? You probably conduct the rest of them, I'm
That's
presuming?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Is this something that you do on anniversaries of hiring date? Do you do it at the end of the year? Do you do that while you're planning the next year?
So, and it changed when I came on board. I think mm-hmm. they used to do them at the end of the year. But now I do them on anniversary dates. I mm-hmm. do, you know, performance reviews with the employees that report to me, because, you know, we have a hierarchy. I don't do police officers. The police chief does the police officers. Mm-hmm. Our public works director reviews the performance of the public works employees. So I, you know, supervise the police chief, the public works director, and our two office staff members.
All right. Now, along with compensation, that kind of goes hand in hand with the benefits, and health insurance is one of the benefits that it was discussed last night, and boy, knock me over with a feather, it's going up again this year. Talk about that.
Right. So we purchase our insurance for employees through the Public Employees Insurance Program, mm-hmm. also known as PEEP. And they are a big pool of public employers across the state of Minnesota. And like most health insurance plans, we have seen, you know, increases over the past number of years, and this year was no different. We saw a 5% increase on our health insurance rates, I think a 6% increase on our dental rates. So the council just adjusted the city's contribution levels towards that health mm-hmm. or that insurance for employees last night.
Boy, those numbers, yeah, considering inflation's 8% or thereabouts, it seems to have leveled out a little, and it's a little less volatile than we some of the numbers that we saw a few years ago.
Right.
Yeah. Good thing, I suppose. It can't get any worse.
Don't say that, Jeff.
Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator, is with us. Boy, we have a beautiful day today, 80 degrees.
It's and gorgeous.
You stayed inside and talked about snow. Get out and enjoy the good weather while it's here, because we know snow's going to come. No, but snow removal is another topic from last night. Tell us about the planning there.
So we took delivery on a brand new snowplow this year, mm-hmm. and, you know, between the plow or the truck itself and all of the plow blades that go along with it and all of the accessories. You know, we spent close to $300,000 on that plow truck. And it replaces a plow truck that we, or the city, bought used back in 2012. And it's a 2004 piece of machinery. It's seen better days. You know, their snow plows are heavily used mm-hmm. in, you know, in not great conditions. So there has been conversation with at the council level about whether we keep that second snowplow or sell it and use our new plow. The new plow, as you can well imagine, is supposed to be more efficient. It's got a better blade system. And from staff's perspective, we expect that we will be able to plow a little bit faster using that new blade technology. But there's some council members who want us to implement the use of that second truck. So at the next council meeting on the 24th, we are going to bring back additional information about what that old plow truck needs to stay in service.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that. So one truck is enough to keep everybody happy and done this? For the most part, I guess,
you know,
everybody's happy.
That might be a bit of an overstatement.
Okay.
Keeping everyone happy.
But it is enough to plow all the streets with just the one vehicle?
Yes.
Okay.
In about 10 hours. And that depends on the type of snowfall that we have. And there's, you know, rarely do you have that perfect, quote unquote, perfect snowfall. Usually you get some rain and sleet and ice and, you know, it stops and then it starts and then it stops again. So you kind of have to adjust on the fly. But during a typical 4-inch snowfall, city crews can plow all of the city streets in 10 hours.
Mm-hmm. All right. Will those trucks be functional outside of plowing snow? Are there other uses for them, say, during the summertime?
If they need to haul, you know, large loads of dirt, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, you know, probably not.
Not a whole lot of use.
Right.
All right. Anything else from Dundas that we should be aware of?
I don't think so. We're getting ready for the general election on November 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Early voting is open. You can do that at the city of Northfield or at Rice County. Anybody within the county can go to either one of those two locations and do early absentee voting.
Mm-hmm. And once again, our election guide is out. It's on our website now, so check that out, kymnradio.net. Just go to the news tab, and you'll see the election guide right there. Janelle, thank you so much for coming in. Much
Thanks,
appreciated.
Jeff.
We'll
You're
talk
welcome.
To you in a couple of weeks.
All right.
Dundas City Administrator Janelle Teppin. 7 away from 9 o'clock, we've got Rich in for one last news update coming up in just a couple of minutes. MNN is next.
Is it time to think about replacing or upgrading your water?